Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So the problem we have here, Rick Hilberg, is someone wants to learn something solid, something factual about UFOs. But instead they end up with, I can't even use the word, on commercial radio.
Yes, they do.
Well, here, I'll bring up a question. Now, this is from Kurt Collins, and Kurt wants to know, and since we were talking about Skinwalker Ranch, that's what made me bring this up. It says, the ATIP contract paid Robert Bigelow's team to study UFOs in the paranormal. So even if UFOs are somehow connected with haunted houses and Bigfoot and what have you, how can they be studied together?
That's a good question. How can they be studied together? A lot of people try to study them together. A lot of people have tried to connect the Bigfoot phenomenon with the UFO phenomenon and try to tie them together. It's all, to me, it's have at it. If you want to try to come up with this great big, you know, theory or you know, answer that encompasses everything, go ahead and do it. But I don't see it being done. I mean, they're undoubtedly, At the core of it, there very well may be, let's call it a paranormal element that is common to Bigfoot, UFOs, Skinwalker Ranch, portals, whatever, you know, ghosts, mystery creatures, cryptids. There may be some common source. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's interesting to think now if we had this, if we did, you know, consider what I think that there is an intelligence that is living with us, coexisting with us, let's say, I think that that could answer a lot. This stuff could be coming via them for whatever reason. I do not know. I'm not saying that's actually happening. I don't know. But there is an awful lot of strange things going on everywhere, and have been, and probably always will be.
What about yourself? You know, you've been in this field for a long time. What are some of the most fascinating cases that you yourself investigated?
Did I myself investigate? Well, there were a couple that I was involved in. The May 6th case back at, as I mentioned before, in Cleveland. There was a night a year later, October 9th of 1965, October 9th of 1965, when Alan Manick, my good old cohort, Alan Manick, we had a local organization that we belonged to, and there was a UFO hotline that rang into his house, and he would answer it, you know, whenever he was home. When he was not home working, his wife would answer it. He would answer it in the middle of the night and go out and investigate if necessary. And I went with him quite often. But on that night, it was a Saturday night. There was a light drizzle out. It was rather cool. The cloud ceiling was at 2,200 feet. People on Cleveland's near west side, near the downtown area of Cleveland, started to see an object that was consistently described as being disc-shaped, having revolving lights going in a counterclockwise direction across the rim of it, and other lights on it also. It was consistently reported, and not only called into Al Manick, he received 92 telephone calls that night, but it was also called into several of the Cleveland radio stations and called into the Cleveland Press and Cleveland Plain Dealer. Well, when all this was going on, Al Manick started to call other people in the UFO group, and one of them was me. It tracked that this thing was heading west. So I immediately went out And I went and was able to see it up to the north, heading towards the west. And it did indeed have lights revolving. I could not see the shape of it because it was off to the north of me. I only saw it edge on, but it did have lights flashing in a sequential pattern around the rim of it. And it just gradually, there it was. It was only 2,200 foot ceiling, and it was a drizzle. So I mean, it had to have been pretty damn close for me to have gotten a look at it in any event. And it continued heading west. Well, after I saw it, back then, CB radio was the Facebook of its era. And Eddie Beeble and myself and a couple other people from the UFO group, as a matter of fact, we were on the Citizens Band radio. So I got on there on a particular channel that the UFO people hung out on, and I started to tell people what's going on, and a couple of them saw it. And this object eventually went out into the far suburbs of, not the far suburbs, but out to like the suburb of Fairview Park, which is probably 14 miles due west of downtown Cleveland, where it originated, and disappeared. Okay? So I was helping Al with the investigation. I was an eyewitness. I can't remember whether Eddie Beeble saw it or not. I can't remember. If he's listening, maybe he can let me know or let you guys know. Anyway, investigating the case, the first thing that Al thought of was, this is an advertising plane, because he had call other advertising planes that were seen over the city. Now, usually the advertising, the air advertising agency will only go up on clear nights. It doesn't go up on a rainy night where nobody's going to see this. There were two advertising companies that had these planes. One was in Cleveland, one was in Akron. They both interchangeably hit the whole area. He knew who to call. He called both of them. No, they were not aloft that night. Okay, that eliminated that. That was the prime suspect was an advertising plane. And then in gathering all the report forms, he would get these people's name and address. That's why he could only take 92 calls, because he was getting information from them. The description he was writing down, and then getting, where can I get a hold of you? I'm going to send you a form where you fill it out. Well, a surprising number of people actually took the time to fill out the form, dozens of them, several dozen, and they actually sent them back. And going through them, there was a consistency to the case, a consistency to the descriptions they were giving, this identification. Besides, it was silent. Some people had seen it directly overhead going over their house. Totally silent, large as a quarter held at arm's length, at least. That's pretty big. It's an unknown case. If 92 people saw it and called in to Al Manick, how many saw it and did not call in? So I would have to say it was a nasty evening, but people were out and about, driving or shopping or whatever on a Saturday night. I think it was about 8:30, somewhere around that time. Not horribly late. There were probably hundreds of people that saw that object that night in Cleveland. So there's a darn good case. Personally, I've investigated. As a matter of fact, I had a hotline that ran into this very house from like 1978 and on through the 80s and through the early 80s, when it just became too much. And we actually were able to get, we took out an ad in the phone book, the UFO Report Center. We had bumper stickers made up, see a UFO. It was a different number. It was my old number. I could tell you the number now. 826-0225. Don't anybody call that number. It's probably been reassigned again. But
don't call that number. Don't call that number.
Ricky, don't call that number.
You know, it's interesting here how society has changed so much. We had phone books. We had the ads in the phone books, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We've got Rick Hilberg. He is not an ad in the phone book. He's real, I think. Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I want to go back a little quickly. We have other questions from the audience, but I want to go back quickly, Rick Hilberg, to your youth. What did your parents think about all this craziness?
Surprisingly, they were quite tolerant. That's the thing, because there was a certain stigma about anyone who was involved in chasing these flying saucers. Boy, you are some kind of nutcase. You're some kind of nutcase, Alice. You know, that was it. I know even when I was in high school, I would be on radio programs. On one particular station, it was that's still around. It was a 50,000 watt clear channel station. It was called UFO Roundtable, and it was heard in 38 states and a couple of Canadian provinces, and probably on Venus and Mars as well. But anyway, the kids would get wind of that and hear me on, and I would get ribbed about it. Something fierce in school, but my parents stuck with me. My dad would even would accompany me to UFO meetings in different parts of the country for something to do on a trip, and he was tolerant of it. My mother would help out at our conventions. So did my dad, you know. So I did not have the problem with parents, ridiculing me for wasting my time on UFOs.
Here's another question. This one is, again, from Kurt Collins. And Kurt wants to know that do you think that the UFO government is suppressing UFO evidence? And if so, what?
I actually believe the government is suppressing UFO evidence.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the government has... Governments always play things close to the vest. They're always tight-lipped. I think for a while that the government was just as confused about the UFO phenomenon as we were, the ufologists. Do I believe that they had an answer back then? No. Why do I believe that? Because UFOs is basically an intelligence problem. People were seeing these objects all over the country and calling into the local Air Force bases or news media. And people were basically pestering the Air Force or government agencies. What's going on? What am I seeing? So they had to do something. So Project Blue Book was set up, and they went through the motions of investigating as best they could. Of course, they had to debunk it because you don't want to intelligence channels to be clogged with these reports and cause some other incident to go unnoticed. For instance, bombers coming over the poles from Russia, Russian bear bombers, and ready to bomb Milwaukee. You know, they didn't want that to happen. So it was not handled as a scientific problem all along. It was handled as an intelligence problem. And I think that that's still the same today. Today they call them UAPs. You know, and all the ufologists now are switching over. That's a hip term. Oh, UFOs are so, that's passe. That's not, the government calls them UAPs. We have to sound hip. We have to sound in like we know what the hell we're talking about. So now it's no longer UFOs, it's UAPs. But anyway, I digress. Is there going to be disclosure? Disclose what? There's nothing to disclose. It's a massive confusion, a bunch of reports. Do I think that there have been crash saucers? Possible, but I kind of doubt it. If there was many UFO crashes, as some people claim, with all the evidence, these little bodies, and it would be stacked up like cordwood down at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. But I don't think they are. How many, have we reverse engineer these UFOs, the sport model and all this other stuff that we heard? I don't think so. Why? Why haven't we used them? Why haven't we used them? Why didn't we use them in the Gulf War? Why aren't we somebody using them now in the Ukraine? We're not using them. What are we doing with them? Do we have a special space force, a secret space force? We've been out in space for years now in cahoots with alien creatures? Lord, I don't think so. To me, I think that's a total fantasy. A lot of it doesn't make any sense at all at any level. And the technology they're talking about just does not exist and did not exist. So there's just... To me, the whole disclosure movement, which has been going around for years. And back in the time of Kehoe, NICAP was hoping for the big disclosure from the Air Force and fighting for it. The Silence Group was keeping it from them. Dave, send your dollars to NICAP. We're going to fight them. We're going to get to the truth. We're going to get the answers. They're going to admit it. Back in the 1970s, I heard it. NASA was going to get involved. Jimmy Carter asked NASA to get involved in the thing. And NASA politely told Jimmy to go, you know, skip a rope. We're not getting involved in it. And I think the same goes for today. There's a lot of intriguing things are being seen. Do we know what they are? No. Does the government know exactly what they are? No. What's to disclose? You tell me.
All right. Well, let's see. We have one last question from
Go ahead.
All right. We're all right here. Okay. We have one last question here from Kirk Collins. And since we were talking about UFO evidence that the U.S. government may be suppressing, what about UFO cases that have been suppressed by ufologists?
But yes, some cases have been suppressed by certain ufologists. And it's the old thing, I want exclusivity here. I don't want anybody to horn in on my territory. That's what's happened. Yes, it has happened. It's happened to me. It happened to me back in 1966 when I went and investigated the Sparneff case on April 17th of that year down near Ravenna, Ohio, when the two sheriff's deputies had the initial sighting of an object down there and eventually ended up chasing it over to the Pennsylvania border. And actually, another police enjoyed the case and even some over in Pennsylvania, but that's beside the point. We went to investigate it. Myself, I met up with a fellow named Ralph. I forget his name, but he's long gone now. He was from an Akron UFO group. We met down there at the Portage County Sheriff's Department. Larry Moyer. And we went and approached the sheriff and wanted to investigate the case. We gave him our credentials. I had copies of my magazine. Larry had his card from his local organization. I still had mine from my organization. We all gave it to him. We're not just a couple stiffs off the street. You know, we want to get. He said, "Well, I can't let you do that." I said, "Why?" We said, "Why? Why can't you let us do that?" He said, "There's the government's involved." I said,
"Whoa. This is a cliffhanger. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a perfect cliffhanger, like they do with the TV shows and the reality shows. They're doing a cliffhanger, and we've got Rick and Gene and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is appealing the British government's decision to extradite him to the United States. Assange faces 17 charges of espionage and one charge of computer misuse in the United States. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that a Trump administration program designed to restrict illegal immigration at the southern border can be stopped by the Biden administration. Appearing on Fox News, Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration's border control policies are leading to unsafe conditions for illegal immigrants and Americans.
The Biden border policy is an open border policy. It is one of the most uncompassionate things I've ever seen in my life.
Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. This is USA Radio News. Uvalde School District's Police Chief Pete Arredondo has stepped down from his position in the city council. This just weeks after being sworn in following allegations that he aired with his response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and two teachers dead. On MSNBC, Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez expresses frustration that details into the Uvalde shooting are still unavailable to the public.
And here we are, over almost approaching 40 days from this incident, and we still don't know what happened because DPS has chosen to cloister all of the evidence.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Colin will continue to dump heavy rain along the coast of South Carolina. A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of the Carolinas with heavy rain and possible flooding through Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Rick Hilberg, you gave us a cliffhanger. Please persist.
Yes. Okay. And Larry and I, and there was another few people, a couple of my friends from the group, and they were just kind of observing everything. What agency is here? And the guy showed me an identification card. It was NICAP. It was a gentleman whose name I will not mention. He still may still be alive, but he was a friend of Stan Friedman's. By the way, in Pittsburgh, and from the Pittsburgh NICAP subcommittee, and he wanted exclusivity on the Sparneff case. We said, this is not the government. This is a civilian organization. That's baloney. And we convinced him, and we were finally able to get to talk to Spar and Neff and investigate the case. Actually went out with them, the whole lore and legend of the case. I was there and investigated, saw the mysterious car at the side of the road, the so-called mysterious car, and yada, yada, yada. I got all the details on the case, as did Larry. But there, NICAP wanted to suppress that. And there have been other instances where other UFO groups have done that. I'm not going to mention any names, but other people have run into the same problem. Let's just put it that way, where somebody gets wind of the case and you're not going to get involved in this. I have it sewed up, period.
All right. Now, you're going to have to go back. I'm sure that probably a lot of our listeners have no idea what the mysterious car is on this case. You want to fill us in?
Okay. Well, in the legend and lore of this case, in the area where this UFO was first sighted, where actually it did, it was a large basically a dome disc with two big spotlights out of the side of it that came down and illuminated the ground. And it was traveling along this one particular road in Atwater, Ohio, and it illuminated a car that was abandoned at the side of the road, apparently abandoned, and went on and blah, blah, blah. And later on, Spahr and Neff went back to investigate this car. Okay. And the lore and legend is people, it was a mysterious car abandoned on the side of the road with radio equipment in it and some little sticker or homemade sign on the side of the window, 7 steps from hell. Okay? That mysterious car, it's still a big deal. It was a 1956 Chevrolet 150 four-door sedan that was painted with light blue rattle can spray paint that had cheap CB walkie-talkies in the back of it and a bunch of junk. And it was abandoned. The thing probably conked out at the side of the road, and somebody left it there. Whatever happened to the car, I have no idea. I'm sure somebody eventually came for, or they hauled it away to the impound lot and it was scrapped. I don't know. But it was not this mysterious car with radio equipment in it that was involved in the case. So these are how things like this happen. You read some stuff in books and magazines, even today, and maybe you even watch it on tabloid TV shows. You know, this really is weird. Well, I'm sorry, I even brought that up, but that was just... That's a historical thing, and that's what I get into. So that's the mysterious car.
No, that's great. I mean, that's that's part of, like you said, that's part of the UFO lore. And if people don't do their research properly, you know, they'll read this and then just repeat it, and then that gets repeated and repeated and repeated, and the next thing you know, it's online. Being repeated, and then finally, you know, the car is glowing and flying around itself along with the UFO. You know, that's how these stories get propagated.
Yeah. Well, this was back in the day. This was before we had the internet, of course, and it was a lot of UFO writers who should have known better. You know, just kept going and building on top of it. So that's how the myth of the mysterious car started, and it probably exists. If anybody ever wants to dig up that whole case, I don't know. It's been probably revisited a number of times at other 1,000 books out there on Amazon. Probably hit upon it somewhere that I'm not aware of. And who knows, a mysterious car may even, as you said, have been glowing, or maybe it had dead bodies, alien bodies in it. I don't know. It could be there.
You saying that a bit, it makes me think of a movie called Repo Man, where there's the abandoned car that had alien bodies in the trunk.
Oh.
And, you know, the cops found it, kind of a similar situation. Cops find this abandoned car at the side of the road, open the trunk, and are promptly irradiated by, you know, these radioactive dead alien bodies. So, but, you know, you could see, though, how stories that end up in movies or television shows can be lifted from some of these cases, and people will see them and say, wow, that really happened.
Oh, yes. A prime example of that, Tim, is if you ever watched the series a few seasons ago, Project Blue Book.
Blue Book,
Where they completely bastardized the whole Alan Hynek and Mimi Hynek and all the work that he had done, and came out with this totally fictional television series supposedly based on actual cases. They were based on actual cases a little bit, but there's any reality being told there was not happening. They were embellished. There may have been a grain. The town may have been mentioned properly. The basics of the story may have been mentioned. But that was all. Everything that happened was just a bunch of science fiction. To me, it was a very tragic situation when Alan Hynek's reputation and that of his wife had to have been, you know, dragged across the small screen on such schlock as that. It was dreck. It was horrible.
Of course, it was meant to be a sci-fi show, but some of thing got ridiculous. They tried to turn Dr. Hynek into an action hero, And that's perverse.
But it was not initially advertised as a science fiction show.
No.
It was not heavily promoted as a science fiction show. It was, you know, promoted as what was going on with, you know, the UFO investigation back in the day and what Hynek had done for the Air Force. It was obviously a science fiction program, but I think a lot of people that were watching it really weren't aware. But in any event, it was horrible, trashy science fiction that took a very honorable, decent man and his wife and totally distorted their lives and their work.
What is sad is that his children seem to have embraced the show. And maybe they got a offering before the show began. I can't imagine them being so favorable after a few episodes were aired.
Well, I don't know, but money talks.
Well, speaking of money, I told this story before because we had the author of a bio of Dr. Hynek on the show. He got, for his participation in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, including the cameo, $3,500. In a movie that made hundreds of millions of dollars, $3,500.
Right. I believe that.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Well, and plus,
Heineken
didn't even know that they were making the movie. He found out about it from somebody else, and he, you know, contacted, Spielberg's people and said, hey, you know, you should have my input on this show. And they're like, who are you?
we're going to distort all these other cases all we want. So who are you to tell us, you know, the true facts? But anyway, it was fiction. Very, very good movie. Very good movie. Yes, I remember the scene. As a matter of fact, there's one of these Gene well knows what a monger is. Mm-hmm. It was a sort of a dirty trick back in the old UFO's name.
Jim Moseley came up with the word monger in the sense, not like the rumor monger, but to monger somebody, special meeting, yes, which is to hoax somebody. I haven't brought that up in years. Rick, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways. and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
And I have to tell you there that Tim Swartz is not mongering us. See, folks, a brand new word, we have to get that in Merriam-Webster, an alternate word for monger, to hoax somebody.
Yes. Well, anyway, getting back to J. Allen Hynek appearing for a mere pittance in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, at the very end where he's stroking his beard, looking in awe as the UFO is landing. Gray Barker, a well-known ufologist, writer, friend of ours, and supreme prankster along with Jim Moseley, ran a theater booking business and has several theaters down in West Virginia. When Close Encounters was coming around, when he was showing them in his theater or theaters, he had two at one time, I don't know how many he had back there in 78, but what he did was he took the film copy and he went into his room and spliced out Hynek's appearance in the movie. So there was at least one copy, theater copy of Close Encounters of the Third Kind being circulated, but they would go from town to town, from theater to theater across the country by, you know, whatever agency handled that. So he effectively edited out Hynek as a monger.
Gray Barker was known for his practical jokes. Is that the way, is that a good way to put it, or just outright hoaxery?
And so was Jim. When Jim and Gray were together in their cups, they would do the strangest things and make the strangest phone calls. So I was even the victim once early on.
Tell us about that.
It was, I think it was Jim who was speaking to me. It was the early days. I received a call one evening, late one evening, from some gentleman who gave some outlandish name, which I can't even remember, from the Better Book League. They were trying to ask me questions about my little UFO magazine and, you know, that they had got complaints on it and this and that it was a bunch of hogwash and I was bilking people. And, you know, I went through it for a few minutes and I realized, come on, get real. So I hung up on them. They used to do that stuff all the time. As a matter of fact, they, at one of our conventions down in West Virginia, I think it was 1969, it was still the Congress of Scientific Ufologists then, they decided to pull a prank on one of the attendees who was a young man who still may be alive, I'm not going to give his name, who was a troubled young man, who actually believed he was a junior member of the Men in Black or something. He even dressed the role. He dressed up like a man in black. And this guy was from Ohio. He was from a community, a city west of Cleveland. His father, as a matter of fact, was the mayor of that particular city, a very, very long-serving mayor. But the fellow was troubled, and he was obviously troubled, and he dressed the part. And he was in there talking to people about how he was a junior man in black and stuff. So, obviously, Jim and Gray, after a couple Scotch and Cokes or whatever the hell they were drinking that night, happened to call this guy's room saying that I think it was Jim that was doing it, calling himself Professor Heinrich. And, you know, asking him all sorts of outlandish information and trying to hush him up. And, you know, that's the kind of thing they did. That was their fun, but. Then again, that they both had their serious sides as well. And it's both of their reputations, unfortunately, have been tarnished, Gray's particularly. And it's a shame, but that's what they did. And they got their jolly ass for a while.
You know, something very interesting here. One day, Jim Moseley places a call to a police department in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was the Ronneque Reservoir sighting. Not that he called in a sighting that turned out to be real, but that's what happened. He gives them a fake sighting, and then people see a real object, real being whatever UFOs are. So did Jim predict this to happen, or what?
I don't know. That's what's crazy about this. That's the strange thing about the phenomenon. Seemingly, it can either generate, you know, all by itself, or somebody can prompt it in certain instances and prompt it to materialize. Who knows? Jim may have inadvertently planted a seed that actually materialized into this particular object that we've seen at the Ronneque Reservoir.
I will tell you this. I keep telling this story because I was never so miserable in my life. Not about going to Ronneque, where we were there with Augie Roberts and Jim Moseley. It was because it was so cold. I was shivering. I was wearing a jacket.
Right.
I couldn't wait to get back to Jim's big Pontiac to warm up.
I don't blame you. It's a hell to go out and investigate a case in the winter. I've done it before, yes.
By the way, folks, Rick Hilberg will be back with us for our premium show after the PowerCast, where I'm going to ask him about a few other personal experiences, including the legendary phrase, Hall must fall. He knows what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to do that here because that's something that would take too long to explain. Rick Hilberg, let's look at a route that you've taken, a path well taken here. In the next couple of minutes in the show, what are your plans for the future in terms of UFO studies?
My plans are just basically to keep on doing what I'm doing on a limited basis, doing my historical research. I've published a number of books and booklets over the years, starting in 1965, and all I know is since like 1997, I think I've done 18 of them. It's probably 20, 24, something like that. It's already out there. There's a possibility that there may be a commercial book in the works with a publisher. We'll see what happens there. I have sent in a manuscript. But basically, I'm going to continue my historical research. Like I said, I write for a couple different publications. I do a lot of posting on Facebook. I do as much as I can. But what really is kind of the turning point in where I'm going is I've amassed a really large UFO library, probably one of the largest of all sorts of publications and things going back to the 1950s. I collected, bought from other dealers back in the day and everything. And I've got file cabinets and a whole bunch of other stuff and probably 700 books on the subject. Basically, my intentions are as soon as my health gets better and the representative from the AFU, the UFO research library over in Sweden, they're going to come to pick this stuff up, and I'm donating my files.
Hey, that looks really something that is going to inform lots of people for many decades to come. And we hope you stay healthy for many a year. Do you have a site, or is it just Facebook?
I don't have a site. It's just on Facebook, Rick Hilberg Facebook. So if you want to look me up or send me a friend request, go ahead. So you can mention the Paracast or something like that. That'll make a whole thing a lot easier, because I'm trying to limit the number of people that are out there, because what I do is it's only appreciated by a limited number of people, and I just don't need all these people on a list that just don't want to see the stuff. So
you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for two Paracast places on Facebook. The group and the fan club and all that other good stuff. You can also get branded merchandise at theparacast.shop. That's with logos and great t-shirts and caps and things. We also offer the Paracast Plus, where you get a version of this show free of the network ads. And you also get the After the Paracast podcast that continues discussions and has fresh and new discussions. So Rick will be back for After the Paracast this week. To subscribe, simply go to theparacast.plus. Sign up takes a few minutes. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you get a 20% discount for 5-year and lifetime subscriptions. theparacast.plus. Of course, our store is theparacast.shop. Rick Hilberg, old friend, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Had a great time, boys. I really had a great time. It was a joy talking to you guys and letting my hair down and reliving all those old days.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.